You want to change your life? Well, it's simple. Take responsibility. So many of you try to mask the fact that you are suffering and your life is falling apart. Your marriage is breaking down. Your children hate you. Trauma is coming up from all directions. So many of you are using that as a way to leverage yourself into a more spiritual life by going, well, I'm love and light. I go with peace. Listen, you can say that all you want, but in your life, it's not showing. You're out of balance. You're overweight. You're full of negativity. You have negative, repetitive thought patterns. How much of it is truly love and light? You're using this as a mask. This is not going to save you. This spiritual life is not going to save you if you can't take responsibility for yourself. It's as simple as that. The number one thing that I've seen out of thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people that I've worked with and interacted with is that they fail to want to take responsibility for their actions. Now, whatever you went through in your life, I understand. We've all gone through trauma, and not only did you not deserve it, I get it, but you have to understand this, that it may not have been your fault as to why it happened, but it's your responsibility to deal with it. This is the thing. When we go into spirituality because we're so desperate to be away from the trauma, we didn't deal with it, it masks it. What happens is it finds a way to bleed into your life. It finds a way to toxify anything good that you actually do. Think of all the months that you try your absolute best and meditate and do all these things and be kind and be peaceful, and then it all falls apart at a whim. Why? Because you didn't deal with the stuff that was essential. Your family around you and everything that's happening whilst you're trying to do this, if that's out of balance, you are not going to find, you're not going to find that escapism. You're not going to find what you truly need in spirituality, because when the door's closed and the camera's off and you sat at home, you're left with yourself in the darkness, and you have to face your trauma. You can't reject the darker aspects of yourself. You have to learn to love them and respect them. Learn to respect yourself. And the first stage of that is honestly being honest and taking responsibility, holding your hands up and going, you know what? You're right. I need to do this to change my life. Simple as that.